It's been about 6 months since the death of 29-year-old Daniel Harris, a deaf man fatally shot in Charlotte after a high-speed chase with a state trooper. Today, the Mecklenburg DA announced Trooper Jermaine Saunders had legal justification to fire the fatal shot that killed Harris not far from his home. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more.
There were more questions than answers around the circumstances that led to the death of Daniel Harris back in August. On Monday, District Attorney Andrew Murray determined it was not unreasonable for Trooper Saunders to fire his weapon at Harris. He came to that conclusion based on an investigation by the State Bureau of Investigation. The report details that Trooper Saunders and Harris were engaged in a high-speed chase and that Saunders twice used his vehicle to spin out Harris's car. When Harris eventually stopped, the report says he jumped out of his car and charged at Saunders with a metal object in his hand. That object wasn't a weapon, however. It was a metal carabiner key ring. Still, Murray says Harris appeared uncompliant and Saunders did not know what he was holding.
Regardless of what is in his hand, there's a threat to that trooper, especially when the trooper's gun is out, because that gun becomes a potential weapon against him.
Saunders usually carries a taser, but he did not have it on him that day. The taser was taken in for analysis related to a separate case. One witness described Harris as driving very aggressively. Another stated Harris looked confused. Multiple witnesses say before he exited his car, it looked like he was leaning over or reaching for something. The report also states Harris may have been suffering from, quote, some sort of mental health crisis. The report says there's no evidence that Harris being deaf played any role in this incident. Murray says Harris was avoiding Trooper Saunders during the chase and, despite not being able to hear, should have understood what Murray calls universal signs.
He has a gun drawn on you, he's in uniform, and you charge or sprint directly towards the trooper with an object in your hand.
Saunders did not have a car equipped with a dash cam and was not wearing a body camera. In a perfect world, Murray says, credible video is always helpful to review. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.